In arranging for a speaker for our symposium, I discovered that I shared the same name with a professor at Roanoke College. In being introduced in Synod circles, he is happily relieved of the embarrassment by explaining who he is not. If your name is Peterson, Schmidt, or Schultz, misidentification is more likely. At one time, there was a John F. Johnson on each seminary faculty, and to make matters worse, the Lutheran Annual offers a third one. William F. Meyer is a shoe that fits many faces. And so it was with the disciples. Of the 12 names, Simon, Jude, or Judas, and James each appear twice. Add to this that two of Jesus' brothers were named Jude and James, and they made for themselves names in the church. Perhaps the Holy Spirit wanted to keep us busy in figuring out who was who. Sharing a name has the advantage of providing instant recognition. If you are a Preuss, people know your name already, and all you have to do is to identify the appropriate bloodline. Simon had to say that he was not Peter, the man of the rock. Simon was called the Zealot, a reminder that he may have belonged to the revolutionary hit squad that took out a Roman soldier here or there. Or was Luke saying that he was extravagantly zealous in proclaiming that Jesus was the Christ and the only way of salvation? If this is so, then we must all be like him. You know Jude's problem. Judas is instinctively followed by Iscariot, or in the case of Luke, the one who betrayed him. And for that reason, Matthew and Mark may have substituted for his name Thaddeus. Fittingly, Jude became the patron saint of lost causes. Sermons about people we know more about, like Paul and John, can be cluttered with biographical data that gets in the way of seeing that their importance rests first in being chosen or called, and only after that in doing the things they were chosen to do. This applies as much to Simon and Jude as it does to those of you who are being called into the ministry today. Chosen is a better word than called. Called is too cliche and flows like water off the duck's back. And so it is with salvation. More important than being remembered for what we do for God is God's having elected or chosen us in Christ before the world began. Simon and Jude were appointed by Jesus first to be receptacles of the divine word and then preachers. By what they did, the church is one, Catholic, and apostolic. And through you, the candidates for the ministry, the church remains Christian and an apostolic church. Without this call, without this choice, without this election, no one possesses the ministry. But with this call, you take your places next to the apostles Simon and Jude. In a favorite rock opera of mine, Jesus Christ Superstar, to which I refer frequently, the apostles sing at the Last Supper that when they retire, they will write the Gospels, so after they have died, they will be remembered. Well, yes and no. Matthew and John did, but others like Simon and Jude fade into the woodwork. But we know that they preach there is one Spirit, one faith, one baptism, one Lord, one God and Father of us all. Specifics of our ministries, where and when we preached, where we baptized, where we celebrated and administered the Lord's Supper, may be headed for the land of lost memories in which the ministries of Simon and Jude were swallowed up, securing our names on buildings and church bulletin boards, beneath portraits, on book spines, and squirreling them away in search engines, will not spare us from the torrents of time, which carries into oblivion all the children of men. We already have said that a name is not a sure form of identification. Someone else probably has your names, but names do count when they happen to be in the grammatical accusative case. Our names only have value because they are objects of God's electing and choosing. God's choice supersedes our ministry and even our faith. What counts is that Jesus chose Simon and Jude as his apostles, and today Jesus chooses you. Simon and Jude have a day in their honor. None of us here will. But we do not evaporate into nothing. Christ defines the heights, the depths, the limits, and the contents of God's memory and everything God knows. God remembers you, and he remembers what you will do, because what you do in Christ's stead and for him. For you ministers of the second rank, you may find a place on All Saints' Days. For those of us who are in the third rank, I guess it's All Souls' Day. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you.